name's Diana Redwood, and I'm a senior program manager here at ANTHC. You know, I grew up in Palmer, grew up in Alaska, went to school outside, came back again, and after I got my master's degree, started working at ANTHC in about 2004. And my first project working here, we had a study going on, the Earth Study, which stood for Education and Research Towards Health. And I worked on that project for a number of years and then sort of transitioned more into colorectal cancer prevention and control. Alaska Native people have almost twice both the incidence and mortality due to colorectal cancer as U.S. whites. So it's something that we have a lot more of, and it's preventable. So we do a lot of stuff that's like community education and provider education and basically, you know, looking at what are the things that cause ill health and try and address them. But we do a lot of different projects. And even here within my area, there's in community health services, we do, I mean, there's, you know, tobacco prevention and nutrition research and environmental health, and so there's a lot of different pieces that people work on. And a lot of it has come about actually in this last 5 years because of doing the CDC-funded colorectal cancer program. So we've actually, before that, we had little bits of funding, you know, to try and do a project here and there. And we focused on some provider training and doing some itinerant clinics. But then through this, we've done a lot more of the community and provider education. We also do a lot of surveillance, so we have a tumor registry here, which keeps track of all the tumors, cancers among Alaska Native people, and puts out reports and sort of looks at how care is happening around the state and what are areas that have more cancer and what can we do about it. If they find the polyps, the little growths, you've prevented the cancer from growing. And since the cancer takes 10 to 15 years, it's a very long progression, you've essentially prevented cancer, which is one of the very few that you can. Even if you find it early, say stage 1 or stage 2 cancer, your 5-year survival rate is over 90%. It's very, very good when it's found early. Your later stage survival is much lower. So that is something that we try and get across to people that really is why we're trying to screen, is because you can find it, either remove the precancerous ones and prevent cancer, or find it early and when it's way more treatable. I think Alaska Native cultures, I would say all, I mean sometimes there's a lot of variation, but all really use a lot of storytelling and humor. Like, people laugh a lot, crack little jokes, and any ways that you can get humor into things, you're better off. Last year, they got Polyp Man costumes. So Polyp Man shows up at various places, and yes, I have been Polyp Man. I have led dances as Polyp Man. So yeah, I mean, up in Kotzebue, they have their colon program. They have little baseball caps. People love baseball caps, and it says, I think it's hilarious, it says on it, "Don't be camera shy, show your guts, get a colonoscopy." And people love it! And this was also the whole, like, got polyps. They think that's hilarious. So, yeah, there's a lot of different pieces, but I don't know. I mean, I think I'm interested in public health, and so I think I'd probably be, frankly, interested in a lot of different activities. But this happens to be one that we've been fortunate to have some funding and been able to actually get some traction on.